Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. I'm your host, Tim Kortinovis, and whether you're running your morning pipeline review or squeezing this in between calls, I've got 6 minutes to rewire how you think about revenue and AI. This week, here's the story. The agent layer is not just adding assistance to your sales motion, it's becoming the operating system. The old playbook, people, processes, platforms is flipping fast, and the teams who treat autonomy as rocket fuel, not just digital duct tape, are pulling ahead. Let's set the stage. For 2 decades, the heart of every modern sales org was core systems with bolt-ons. Pick a CRM, stitch your marketing automation, enforce the process, and hope for the best. That's already breaking apart, because now agents are operating across the stack, orchestrating intent to revenue with incredible speed. Gartner just dropped a blockbuster, $234 billion, yes, with a B, of enterprise app spend is officially at risk from what they call agentic arbitrage. What's that mean? The cloud is moving away from the cool UI and features of standalone tools straight to whoever owns the orchestration layer. If your agents can call APIs, design workflows, and get outcomes, you'll renegotiate what your core system even is. The durable value isn't UI, it's governed workflows, where you know who did what, why, and with what authority. So what's shifting? Instead of who updated this, the question is, what is this system authorized to do on my behalf? Agents are cleaning pipeline, following up, updating records, and flagging risks in real time, not once a week. The seller moves from manual updates to supervision and edge case judgment. The new operating model is intent to plan to tool calls to continuous next best action. Microsoft took this further by declaring agentic CRM the new frontline. Picture this, CRM isn't a compliance database. It's the surface where agents act, capture signals, and run plays. The old anxiety, did my reps update the stage, is replaced by, is the system acting safely and can I prove it? Trust shifts from rep compliance to system oversight. But here's the catch. With great autonomy comes great compliance responsibility. The EU AI Act is now fully operational, making real governance a requirement, not a legal afterthought. If decisions touch pricing, routing, or customer comms, you need oversight, traceability, and rapid escalation paths. You can't scale first, govern later. Autonomy is permissioned, bounded by policy with the evidence trail to match, and the patent data doesn't lie. The agent land grab is on. A growing share of AI patents now center on orchestration, governed autonomy, and execution. If you don't create your own agent runtime with standards for memory, tool access, evaluation, and auditability, vendor lock-in will strangle your agility. Embedded agents will multiply, fragmenting your revenue stack, unless you define the rules and keep receipts. Let's get concrete. Agentic commerce isn't theory, it's live. In retail, fully autonomous agents are recommending, transacting, and even negotiating price matches, moving real revenue at scale. B2B isn't far behind. Soon your customers will arrive with agent-powered expectations, instant quotes, instant answers, seamless procurement. Human sellers are moving up market for exception handling, solution design, and managing political risk. So who wins in this world? It's not the team with the most agents. It's those who operationalize transactional autonomy with boundaries, explainability, and escalation. It's those who design for consistent policy and auditing, not just activity volume, the laggards. They're stuck with tool-centric stacks, activity for its own sake, or worse, autonomy without control, racking up autonomy debt that cripples scale. What does all this mean for your org chart? Get ready for Agent Ops, the team inside RevOps that owns agent permissions, oversight, and response. SDR and AE boundaries shift, agents cover the long tail, humans handle judgment. Forecasting moves from rep-reported truth to system-inferred truth with discussions about signal integrity, agent authority, and data contracts. Here are the warning signs you need to watch for inside your revenue machine. Do your AI metrics celebrate time saved, not true conversion lift? Are multiple teams deploying agents that update customer records inconsistently? Can't trace who changed what and why? Autonomous outreach boosting volume but degrading compliance? These are scaling blockers, not just tooling annoyances. If I were a CRO right now, I'd draft an autonomy charter for my revenue team. One page. Which workflows are safe for full autonomy? What edits are permitted? Where's human sign-off mandatory? What logging is required? Then I'd pilot it in one region, one segment, proving cycle time, data integrity, and auditability, all before going enterprise-wide. Treat autonomy controls like financial controls. To sum up, autonomy isn't a feature upgrade. It's a governance challenge and an opportunity. The winners will be those who redelegate, verify, and govern revenue with precision and proof. As regulation deepens and the economics change, leadership isn't about process policing. It's about setting bright boundaries, keeping data clean, and proving every day that your revenue system did the right thing fast and safely. There's your challenge. The future of revenue isn't about speed alone, it's speed with accountability. If you lead that, you'll be ahead of the next curve. This is Tim Cortinovis, and this was the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. If this episode moved your thinking, share it, subscribe, and let's build the future, one governed workflow at a time. Until next week, keep innovating and stay agentic.